Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
What up, P, silly listeners? Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. Right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast, I'm your audible boo thang, and that over there.
Oh, it's the audible side piece, DJ Hey Cousin, Wes Roberts.
That's right, he's on the verbal ones and twos, you know what I mean? So it has been, I'm actually glad you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
He had a bit of a coughing fit before we hit record.
Yeah, it's going to be maybe one or two more of those during the broadcast.
Oh, so wonderful. I'll do my best to edit out as many of those as possible.
Oh, no, leave them in. Leave them all in.
So the craziest thing happened to us literally yesterday. It is embarrassing, to say the least.
No, that's okay.
I'm in my 30s. I don't know how I accidentally got drunk off of wine. Don't know how that happened.
Chardonnay, nonetheless.
Chardonnay boxed wine. It just gets worse.
Yeah, the more
I talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I'm not even big on Chardonnay like that, but Dad has this thing where if it's on sale, he's going to grab it. You know, I even told him, not a fan of Chardonnay, but he bought another box. I guess I felt like, oh, I got to drink this now. But wine has a lot of alcohol in it, in case you guys are unaware, a lot of sugar. We were laid down for a minute.
Yeah. Kind of got laid out a little bit.
A little bit. Fam.
A lot of bit.
I definitely had to visit the bathroom. I ain't gonna hold you. I definitely had a moment where my mouth was open and things were going the opposite direction.
Yeah, there was a moment where I wasn't sure. You know when you...
Yeah. You remember when I came into your room and I laid down on the bed next to you and then I was like, oh, that was a mistake.
Oh, yeah. That was the moment. That was the moment where stuff started moving.
I was like, I gotta go. Because you know how it is. It's like usually when you get really fucked up like that, the moment you lay down, that's when everything starts moving. Mm. And it's like, oh, so when I get lit, I just gotta keep moving. That's what I learned.
Yeah, that's what I learned. Don't stop.
I just got to keep moving.
Don't stop moving.
And the crazy thing is like the day after that, I had to do something very important for work, and I have no idea why I thought let's drink all this wine before I have to get up early as fuck in the morning, drive through Atlanta traffic, and do this thing that everybody's depending on me to do. So that was not great. This morning was honestly better than I expected, because here's what happened. After you randomly, I think you came in and checked on me at some point. Mm-hmm. I feel like I remember your silhouette standing in the door. Hey, you good? I remember something like that. You mumbled, you kind of slurred something.
Yes, it was that, actually. You nailed it.
Okay. Yeah, because he was kind of fucked up, too. I'm surprised he was able to check on me. I don't know how you did that.
That was the last bit of strength I had.
Yeah, it definitely was. Dad had made, like, this pasta and like some pork chops. So we was eating on that. And I was like, this is a great idea.
Laid me out at least.
Yeah, it did. And it was delicious. You know, about halfway through my plate, I was like, wait a minute. I don't know if I can. And then everything
kind of just came right back.
Yeah. I made it to the bathroom. We were good.
Good job.
We were good. Mm-hmm. I took care of that. Anyways, after that, I laid down again, drank a shit ton of water. And I think after that, that's when you came in, came into the doorway. You good? You know, after you left, I laid down, I went to sleep for like maybe, I don't know, 45 minutes, because I woke up again around like 10:45, like right before 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I remembered that I didn't finish my food. So I got up and I ate.
Just killed that. Just destroyed that.
Destroyed that. And then I went back to sleep almost immediately. Mm-hmm. I think I may have been sleep eating, honestly, because I do remember doing it, so maybe not, but that was crazy. In other news, moving on from that, the family is learning new things. We are kind of coming to a point of our lives where we just kind of want to, you know, just kind of educate ourselves, expand our minds, make sure we don't go crazy.
Independent education is always good.
Yeah, and it doesn't even matter what it is. If it's something new that you find interest in, give it a shot. Maybe it's reading a book. Maybe it's, you know, doing jigsaw puzzles. I don't know, something, you know what I mean? So my dad is doing something dope. He is learning to play the piano at the age of 71. So that's kind of dope.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And he got a dope piano too.
Yeah, yeah. It's always, even at that age, that whole thing, when it comes about, can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Yeah, facts.
Some of those idioms really hold no weight in the modern day, because it was really based off of the resources you had around you and the environment and all that stuff. And now that's, you know, you have access to an infinite well of knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, so it's really just about how much do you really want to learn that thing?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And, you know, Dad said he wants to do it because he doesn't want to go senile. So he's trying to, like, expand his mind and teaching himself new things kind of gives your brain a workout.
Yeah.
So he's doing that. And Wes and I, we have decided to try to learn Mahjong. And Mahjong it looks difficult as hell, but it looks like it's very similar to Phase 10, but with tiles.
Yeah, once you sort of see a couple tutorials and sort of like get the gist, you know, you start doing comparisons to sort of acclimate your brain to sort of match stuff up. Like, oh, okay, it's just this, but with this.
Yeah, yeah.
You realize, oh, it is kind of Phase 10-ish.
Is the Mahjong in here?
No.
Is it under the isn't that under the chair?
Oh. No, it's not.
I was going to show y'all. All right, it's not in here. But anyways, we have a Mahjong game. And the story behind that is apparently my mom is from New York originally. And my dad and my mom went on a date, I believe, like a double date or something. And they came across this store that had the Mahjong set. And mom really wanted it. And it's heavy because, like, it's wood and whatever the fuck those tiles are made out of. I think that's, like, polished wood. I don't know.
Ivory or something?
Yeah, whatever the fuck dominoes are made out of. It's made out of that. You know, so he had to lug this thing around for blocks. I'm talking about blocks. And that thing is pretty freaking heavy. And there wasn't a handle on it that I saw. I mean, maybe back then, but it's pretty heavy. So we came across and we were cleaning. And Dad's like, I would really like to learn how to play this. And I was like, I do too. So that was 3 years ago. And now I showed Wes that, you know, that I came across it. And he's like, oh, let's learn. And so obviously we went to TikTok and it looked confusing as shit. And then we kind of realized, yeah, this might be similar to Phase 10 once we can learn what the tiles are and all that shit.
Yeah, yeah. So, we're going to check it back in with us in a couple weeks. And see
Mahjong
how we're doing.
Experts.
Yeah, we might be. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We might be just being straight up just fazants, savants, savants.
I like the first one.
Yeah, that was the one too. I like that.
Subscribe, rate, and review if you want to show your support for this podcast. Lots more fun things coming towards your earballs, and if you're watching this on YouTube, your eyeballs. Look at that.
Yeah.
See that visual? Yeah. It's a thing. That's anyways, it. If you're listening on Spotify, you can actually leave comments directly under this each Spotify episode that you listen to. And that's not just for this podcast, but any podcast that actually allows that has that enabled on their platform. So go ahead and check that out. All right. So it is time for our POC Excellence segment.
Yes.
Actually, my favorite segment on this podcast. Next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get to our POC Excellence segment. If you are new to the podcast, the POC Excellence segment is where we go ahead and we give our flowers to these amazing people of color who have done amazing fucking things. A lot of things are kind of under the rug. We're not told about it, or maybe we're just ignorant to even to know where to find out this information. The mainstream media is not telling us what amazing black folks is doing. Social media, it is, but you got to watch a few cat videos, middle schoolers twerking, dogs being scared. You got to get through a few things before you can get to the shit you're looking for. I love social media.
It's quite the jungle.
Fuck. You know what we should do? Take a look at our For You page later and see what the fuck we have on our shit like right now.
I'm too afraid to do that. It's too unpredictable.
Next on the professional. So our POC Excellence 7 today is going to be for Jillian Anderson and Divine Starks. I believe that's how you say their names. They are amazing. And let me tell you why. So here I got this from the at Success Is Us underscore Instagram page, and it says two black women started a ride sharing company called Her Ride, dedicated to keeping women safe, offers women only driver options and more safety features. So let's see what else it says here, which already sounds dope.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't know about you, Wes, but I can contest as a woman, it can be kind of scary doing anything in public, especially getting in a vehicle with a random man you don't know.
It's true. It is true. It can be very dangerous.
Here's Wesley with the deep facts. So it goes on here to say, Gillian Anderson and Divine Starks, the dynamic duo behind Her Ride, and I think you can check out their Instagram page, Get Her Ride, at Get Her Ride. A black woman founded rideshare company dedicated to revolutionizing safety and transportation. Since 2020, they've been empowering women and non-binary individuals by offering women-only driver options and ensuring drivers receive 80% of each fare. With innovative biometric safety features and a strict zero-tolerance policy against misconduct, Her Ride is setting new standards in the industry, operating in Atlanta and Athens, Georgia. Oh, I didn't know that. And they've achieved over 50,000 downloads and 20,000 users, proving that the innovation and impact don't require billion-dollar budgets. So shout out to them. Here are your flowers.
Yeah, most definitely.
I hope it gets to grow, nationwide. I wish them nothing but the best of luck, because this is amazing. And the fact that it even has to be a thing, that kind of speaks for it all.
Well, it's unfortunate it has to be a thing, but the fact that particular niche is being granted or highlighted is truly remarkable. And I can't stress enough, it really is unfortunate, because it's something we shouldn't need, but nevertheless, it's not about how it should be, it's about what is.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that this does exist, and I'm sure really just as soon as more people are aware of such a option, it will be one that be taken more often, I'm sure.
And hopefully this podcast can help get it out. Tell your friends, girls, let them know about Her Ride, especially if you're in the Atlanta and Athens area in Georgia. You can get it done. Actually, I can probably use it, because I work in Atlanta, so I'm going to download the app and try it out myself sometime.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm her.
You her.
I'm her.
You was her.
Check this out. This is a tease that I got just for this.
Just for this.
Just for this. I have to read it because I didn't memorize it. Get ready to twist your tongue into knots. Next, we're putting our linguistic limberness to the test with some seriously silly tongue twisters. Can we handle the challenge? Will we stumble or slay? Join us for a tongue-tastic time as we try to tame the trickiest phrases and prove that our tongues are mightier than our mistakes. Nailed it.
You know what? You did. I'm very proud of you, actually, on that. That was dope.
And one take.
One take.
One take. So anyways, we're going to do tongue twisters next.
Yeah, tongue twisters today.
Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I loves me a good tongue twister. Love them. Now, as a, as I'd like to say, as a prior theater major, current,
just love throwing it in.
Current performing arts degree earner, tongue twisters were a big part of my childhood, dealing with all those things that you had to do being a theater kid. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We play a lot of those fun games that you would see on Whose Line Is It Anyway? Which is fun as fuck, which we should so do.
I'm sure we are going to do those eventually.
Oh my God, talked about theater that a while games. Ago. Yes, I'm so for that. I'm 100% for that. I thought it'd be a lot of fun for us to do some tongue twisters, but in a tongue twitter, I already fucked up.
Already.
Done. But that'd be kind of fun to do tongue twisters in a different way, to where what I'm going to do is I have here in this satchel is some Scrabble tiles. So what we're going to do is we're going to pick a tile that has a letter on it, and then we're going to go to the internet and we're going to find a tongue twister with that letter. So that's going to be fun. You ready for this?
No, but let's do it anyway.
Let's rock, paper, scissors to see who has to do it first.
All right.
All right, here we go. Wait, wait. On shoot.
On shoot.
All right. All right.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Fuck. All right, yeah. All right, cut me up. Cut me up. It's cut me up.
Like some origami out of your ass.
All right, all right, all right.
Made a place.
No, you don't get to pick for me.
Well, I thought I'd go first.
No, I lost.
Yeah. So you go first?
Yes.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Wait, wait. Does the winner get to choose if you want to go first?
Oh, yeah, I get to choose.
Okay, go ahead.
So here.
Shit. I thought I outsmarted him. Oh, new rule. I got the letter M. I got the letter M. That's going to be fun. What is it aside so we don't do the same one? Okay, well, let me get my phone out.
Let's give it a go.
Let's give it a go, Joe. All right, so. All right. Oh, man. Do you want me to do all of them or just some of them?
Just do a couple.
Okay. Mommy makes more marvelous moves. I nailed that one.
Not bad. Not bad.
Maggie the messy mouse made mini muffins.
Oh.
Killing it.
Oh, that's a good one.
Killing it.
All right.
I don't understand why Mad Cow is there, but it's there. Maybe Mary misses Mondays.
Maybe. All right. Hand me the velvet sack. Thank you. Oh.
What'd you get?
A very appropriate letter. G.
All right, G.
Green glass globes glow greenly.
Mm-hmm.
Goblin gargoyles gobbled goblin goblins. Oh, okay. Gig whip, gig whip, gig whip.
What the fuck is a gig whip? That sounds racist. I don't know why.
I don't know, but I like that one. I don't know. Good blood, bad blood.
What?
Glimmering glass, glossy glaciers.
Oh, you're killing this, man.
Here's a regional one. Might be familiar. Georgia's glorious golden gorge is gorgeous.
That's a good one. I might have fucked that one up. Who knew the G's would be so hard?
Yeah, yeah. Gillian's grandmother grew a ghost and gulped at Gullion's grammar. Kind of messed up.
A ghost? Is it a ghast?
A ghost. It's a ghost.
Is there another one?
One more. Greedy grandma Gabby Grimmer grabbed a gallon of gummy goulash.
That one got you.
That one got me.
Do that one fast.
Gritty grandma Gabby Grimmer grabbed a gallon of gimme gummy goulash.
Got him.
Yeah. All right, that was a bad.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. I want to try that one. So, was it the greedy grandma?
Yeah.
Gritty grandma Gabby Grimmer grabbed a gallon of gummy goulash.
Nice. Nice. I mean, you heard me do it a couple of times. You know what I mean? By the time
it,
it was...
Oh, that's what it is?
It was already worn down.
I loosened it up for you, head ass.
You know what I'm saying?
Whatever,
you're welcome. You're
welcome. Real deep.
Yeah. Get to the bottom.
It is at the bottom. Suck. I got L. I got L.
Hold that L. Let folks see your L.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to take the L on this.
Yeah, let them see that.
All right, let's see what L gives me. That's going to be hard, I feel like. La, 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 la. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a good chance. Loosen that tongue up.
Well, Little Lenny Lou leopard led leprechauns leaping like lemons. Oh, I read that wrong. A learned lady loved a lawyer and longed to lure him from his laboratory.
Ooh.
Now, that's a good one there.
Yeah, I like that one.
Lesser leather, nether, damn it, got me. Lesser leather never weathered wetter weather better. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Even you got to try that one. Number two. Oh, shit. Number two.
Lesser leather never weathered wetter. Ooh.
Yeah.
Weather better. Lesser weather never weathered. lesser weather never weathered wetter weather better. Barely got that. Barely.
barely nailed it.
Barely.
Let's see if I can find one more here. Obviously, you got red leather, yellow leather.
Of course. You know. Classic.
You know what I'm saying? 11 owls licked 11 little licorice lollipops.
Do it again.
No. 11 owls licked 11 little licorice lollipops.
Ooh.
Yeah. What's up, baby?
Yeah, nice.
Fucking nailed it. Your turn.
All right, let me go.
Definitely don't want to tell them the one that we made up outside. That one was definitely a little racist.
A little?
Just know that we use the word Snickers.
I got...
What's that?
I had to hold one, too.
What?
An L.
Oh shit. We can't do the same.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to see that I pulled an L as well.
Yeah.
It happens.
What is that?
An R.
I hope you get some like rural shit.
Yeah.
Bitch.
real wheel.
What?
Real wheel. real wheel.
Let me see it. The real rear wheel?
Yes.
Real rear wheel.
Yeah.
Think you said that?
Yes. Real wheel.
You're saying real. Real rear wheel.
No, you're just saying it slow. We're saying the same thing. You're just saying it really slowly.
But you're not
really
saying
slowly.
That. You're not
saying it. Say it fast. Say it fast.
What is it again? Real rear wheel.
Oh, snap. Roast rabbit is rarely rated wrongly. Wrongly? Yeah, wrongly is a word. Okay. Rolling road in a Rolls Royce.
Oh, Rolling got money.
Yeah, right. Round and round the rugged rock, the ragged rascal ran. Rory the Rorier and Roger the Rorier were reared wrongly in a rural brewery. Oh,
let me try that one.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Rory.
Shit. Rory the Warrior and Roger the Warrior were reared wrongly in a rural brewery. Rural. I fucking hate that word, bro. Fuck.
Finally came up.
That is rural.
Rural.
God damn it. If you rub a rhino wrongly, a rhino runs in rage. Well, I bet. So would I. Shit.
Ditto.
Yeah, that's funny as fuck.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're good. That was a lot. That was crazy. Oh, we asked this question earlier. Well, I did at least a while ago about like adding new tongue twisters to like a registry. Like, is there like a tongue twister registry?
I do
of some
wonder
kind?
About that because I don't remember what it was. But
like, where did they get those from on that website?
Well, we did ask Gemini, and she was like,
no.
That's a good question. As far as I know, that shit doesn't exist.
Yeah, but she doesn't know everything.
Yeah, no, I mean, maybe it really doesn't exist.
That's true.
Like tongue twister registry. It's not like words, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, ooh, Oxford and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's dope because I forget the one that we came up with the other day. I think it was like, my wicked weed is missing on Wednesday or some shit.
Yeah, it was something. We came up with like two or three of them.
Yeah, it was a good time. Yeah, it was a good time. Yeah, yeah. We got a couple of drinks in us. It was good. Up next, I came across a water, okay, that can change the game. Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. I came across a water that is going to change the game.
Is it the stuff from Space Jam?
That would be dope.
MJ's secrets or special stuff?
That would be dope.
Yeah.
But no, that's not it. Hot dog water. I'm kidding. That's not it. No, but I did come across a water that is by a brand called Orca, and they actually released a new energy water with 150 mg of caffeine. What is that? Milligrams? Megagrams? What is that?
Wait, say
MG.
Milligrams,
ain't it?
Milligrams, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not smart. All right, so I know what grams are. I made a weed joke. So I got this from at Mouth Attack on Instagram per Orca as well. By the way, Orca is spelled O-R-K-A if you're interested in trying this for yourself. So here it says, Orca has officially launched its new energy water, a clean, refreshing beverage packed with 150 milligrams of caffeine. I think that's what MG is. We'll go with that. Designed to deliver the energy of a traditional drink with a crisp taste of lightly flavored water. Orca Energy Water contains zero calories, zero sugar, and no artificial sweeteners. Made with just five simple ingredients, it's a health-conscious option for anyone looking for a clean energy boost. Orca Energy Water is now available for purchase on Amazon in a convenient 12-pack variety. So, yeah, so you can now get your energy from water.
So it's caffeinated water.
Yeah. Caffeinated water. It's going to change the game.
Wow.
This is what it looks like.
That's interesting and also terrifying in the same breath. Would you try it?
These days, I'd be so tired, yes. I mean, what makes it different from any other thing that we put into our bodies that's full of caffeine?
Now, if it tasted like coffee flavored water, would that be appealing to you?
No, I would just want it to be water. It looks like they have a couple of flavors here that I can see,
like
on this post.
Like, you know, when you drain your Brita, your Keurig, and you that water that comes out when you drain it, like, there's no...
When you're just running stuff without the cup?
Yeah. Imagine that, but it's clear.
I don't want that. That sounds gross.
But that's basically what it is.
No, that's not. Their flavors are mango peach, raspberry white tea, and mint.
What was it again?
Mint.
I'm still not saying I wouldn't try it.
Caffeine doesn't taste like coffee.
I know that. I'm just saying as a possibility.
Dude, what? That is not a possibility. The way your mind works is very intriguing to me.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, it has its moments.
I'm here for it. Yeah, so anyways, there's no coffee flavor as far as I know, and hopefully that will never exist. That sounds horrible, especially the way you explained it. That was gross. You know when you're fucking Keurig and then you... No, bitch, yeah, that sounds horrible. There's like little coffee grounds in that shit.
It does, right? It does.
Nah, bro, you are out of your mind. All right, guys, so here's the thing. Popeyes is at it again. They have already done a collab with Don Julio. I actually never got to try that because it wasn't in the areas that I live, and I was not leaving the state to do that. it just was not that important. Now, if I had money to do that, I probably would. Like, yeah, I was rich as fuck.
That was a very limited chicken drop.
Yeah, limited chicken drop.
Very limited.
So now they have decided to do a collab with Pickles. Pickles. So actually, according to the at Popeyes Instagram.
I'm surprised they didn't do it like with a brand of pickles. It's just pickles in general.
Just
I'm
pickles.
Very surprised, actually.
What do you mean, like do what's a pickle? Mr. Olive? What is it?
Yeah, it was Heinz pickles. Heinz has pickles, right?
I think there's Mount Olive. Is that it?
I think that's one. Yeah.
That's the only one that I know. I don't even know what the fuck I was trying to say. Is there one that starts with a K? Crackers? Koshers? Or
Koshers.
Koshers?
I think so, yeah.
Why would I say think. Crackers? That starts with a C.
Hey, man, branding. You can easily start
Holy
with a K.
Holy shit. Man, my mind is, apparently our mind works the same.
Yes.
So check this out. So Popeye's Pickles. It says here, pickle menu just dropped. Stop scrolling and send this to your favorite pickle people. And no, it's not an April Fool's joke because they posted this on April Fool's Day. Now, that's kind of funny. So the menu is going to be fried pickles, pickled glazed sandwich, which looks like a chicken sandwich. And the chicken breast, the fried chicken breast is definitely covered in a sauce, but it's kind of a red sauce, but hella pickles on the bottom. So maybe they've kind of like incorporated the glaze of that, but the color just threw me off.
It sounds like they made the.
But it looks good.
Yeah, it's just, like they took the pickle juice and made a sauce out of it.
That's what it sounds like.
Like a spicy sauce, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. And the next thing is the pickled glazed wings. So these wings, they look good, but I don't know. Yeah. I don't understand what's happening.
So wings from that same sauce.
Yep, wings from that same sauce. And here's the thing, pickle lemonade.
This is one I could see possibly working. Out of all, well, besides the fried pickles, obviously. That's the one I could see being a standout out of all of these items.
But the idea of pickle, it sounds weird, but it's something I would be willing to try.
Folks already drink pickle juice by itself.
I mean, so, I like a good pickleback.
You know what I'm saying? Like, pickle juice is already incorporated into a lot of stuff. Most chicken sandwiches incorporate pickle juice into the overall marinade for the chicken. So it's already in a lot of stuff when you really think about it. But to this degree is borderline maddening.
I wonder what else Popeyes is going to do. Like
Hennessy.
They should have bended that.
Hennessy's coming.
You think Hennessy's coming?
Hennessy's coming. They've been building up to Hennessy. They've been building up to it. Like they don't want to do Hennessy out the gate. It would have looked too like, what you trying to say? But like they did Don, they did pickles. Like they're just
so
it's coming.
It's gonna be Hennessy's gonna be the
this
next
summer.
Liquor
this summer,
and then the next random ass like produce is gonna be like watermelon,
probably. Yeah.
Yo, Popeyes, I want to try all those things. Figure that shit out.
Yeah, they're just going to OD this year.
Malt liquor. Fried chicken. Oh, well, there you go.
Thunderbird.
What'd you say?
Thunderbird. Yeah.
Give me a Jerry Curl special.
Mm-hmm. Soul Glow collab.
Just like me combo.
So messed up.
Good at basketball. Two for one.
Yeah. Horrible.
Other black attributes. Popeyes, get on it. We will buy. I swear to God, Popeyes is kind of like the
I don't even know who. I have no idea who. No idea. Gave me nothing.
What's his name? Tyler Perry.
Oh.
He's Popeyes is like the Tyler Perry of chicken. Like black folk is gonna give you their money. It don't matter.
You know, then what do you consider churches to be?
I haven't had churches in so fucking long. I can't even give it a fair rating.
That's my favorite out of the fast food fried chickens.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm also biased because that's what I ate growing up. So.
Damn. Damn, I can't even tell you. I mean, I haven't had churches since I was in like high school, I think.
Oh, where?
It's been a minute. You know, I do fuck around with Popeyes, obviously, but I do fuck with some Bojangles.
Oh, yeah.
I do fuck with some Bojangles.
Yeah.
You know, that's
obviously your favorite.
Hard
that's
take.
You eat that the most out of
honestly,
fried chickens.
We eat it the most because of proximity, honestly.
Yeah.
Because the closest next to that would be KFC, and I don't want that trash in my house. I don't want that in my home.
KFC is pretty low. On the fried chicken.
The only thing that I like that KFC has are those tiny little fried wings that you can get in the honey barbecue sauce.
But people will debate you on that, though. I'm sure there's folks who's watching/listening who has KFC pretty high on their ranking.
I don't know why they would admit that aloud or tell anybody about that. That's crazy.
They probably feel the opposite about churches, and that's probably because they don't have it very often.
I think KFC chicken is just salty, soggy. Original recipe. I don't. Salt.
That skin super crispy, super crispy.
You have to get it crispy.
And the meat tender. I mean, bro. And the biscuit, the best biscuits.
Are we talking about KFC?
I'm talking about churches.
I was about to say, what the fuck are you saying? I was like physically offended. I was orally offended. Don't ever say some shit.
Taste Buzz was mad for a second.
No, I was like, he's describing the wrong thing. KFC's chicken is dry as fuck. How is your skin soggy and your chicken is dry? That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Hey, when was the last time you had KFC?
Never.
How about I say, damn, this is a bias.
The last time I had KFC was when I was in Los Angeles. But I've had KFC like many times over my lifetime because people kept bringing that shit home or was at a party or it was like, you know, it wasn't like I went and bought it.
And I think it's the least expensive as well, I think.
Well, maybe that's fucking why. Ain't nothing but a bucket of soggy skin.
I think, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it was the least expensive out of all of them. Oh.
That's how I feel about KFC. I literally wanted to vomit.
Well, I mean, that's possible.
What fast food chain is starting to become a little on the racist side?
I mean, pick one. I mean, that's...
Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
I mean, we just talked about chicken for 20 minutes. I mean, what?
I'm sorry, are you complaining about talking about chicken?
I mean, no, I'm just saying, like...
I could go from chicken to that. It's definitely bow time.
Who's racist?
What?
Somebody's racist. Who's racist? What chicken? What place is racist? What fast food place is racist?
I ain't gonna hold you. I feel like Foghorn Leghorn might have been a little racist.
No.
I think it's the accent.
He called it like he seeded.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
All right, I'm making that up. All right.
Yeah.
I was just trying to start some.
Trying to start some random Acme beef.
Oh, man. I feel like if he was like slow roasted, though.
Oh, yeah.
He would be a delicate, tender juiciness.
Yeah, that and the little one, the little brown one.
Mm.
Yeah, that'd be a cool little nugget.
Boy, that little is all muscle.
And whatever the fuck a chicken hawk is.
Is he like a Cornish hen or some shit?
I don't know. I don't know, but a chicken hawk, whatever that thing he was looking for.
Yo, what was the name of that fucking rooster in that movie? And he was singing and shit?
Rock-a-doodle-doo?
Boy.
That, yeah.
You fry that up.
See, damn, I didn't realize we was that hungry.
Yo, I could go for some fucking chicken, bro. Oh, we got the rotisserie, but we gotta throw that motherfucker in the oven. Rotisserie chicken.
Yo, I mean, that's a whole different conversation, bro. Rotisserie chicken.
I can tell you this: Walmart has some trash ass rotisserie chicken.
I mean, yeah.
Out of all the rotisserie chickens I've had in my life, Walmart had the worst.
It's quick. It's there. It's by the register.
This shit tastes like straight black pepper.
You know what
I
mean? You're paying for convenience, not quality.
Clearly.
All right?
Clearly.
And
I can get convenience and quality at Kroger,
exactly.
Publix.
Exactly.
If you got the card, Sam's Club, or Costco.
Does Ingles have that kind of stuff?
And you know, there's an Ingles down the street, fam, and I've been meaning to go there to check some shit out. I've been wanting to check out Ingles. Bro, we in our 30s for real, talking about grocery stores.
Yeah, right.
Moving on. I'm going to check out Aldi's.
Check out these deals.
Yeah, bro. And you know the H Mart got some dope ass, I want to check out their steak. Well, their steak prices we saw were pretty fucking good. So I want to see what Aldi's is talking about. Like, we need to check out all these grocery stores and figure out who's got the best produce and meat. Because that's the only thing I really like that I buy a lot of that I want to save as much money as I can. Because, fam. It's starting to get warm out. I want to bust out that motherfucking grill, son,
It's almost grill time.
It's funny that you say that because it was grill time on this past YouTube video that I did on the Professionally Silly channel you're watching right now. So if you haven't seen that, check it out. Wes and I bust out the grill, made some dope-ass fucking steak. We got to do that again. I can't fuck. Oh, my God. What were we here to talk about? Oh, yeah, racism could be afoot from a certain food chain. This is coming from at Shoplifting Us Instagram page. It says here, Alabama Chipotle issues apology for posting offensive sign. It goes on to say.
Not Chipotle.
Yeah. Well, you know. A Chipotle in Huntsville, Alabama, also Alabama. I forgot about that part.
Yeah, on top of that.
Has apologized after a spelling mistake on a sign has caused outrage. The location misspelled the word vinegar, sparking backlash on social media where users debated whether it was an accident or something more serious. Chipotle quickly issued a statement calling it an intentional error and promising stricter oversight. While some accepted the apologies, others questioned how the mistake went unnoticed. The incident has fueled discussions on workplace oversight and public messaging. Chipotle is now reviewing its internal processes to prevent future errors. Fam, Look at how they spell vinegar. So it is spelled vinegar, V-I-N-I-G-G-E-R, vinegar. That is exactly it says Chipotle, no more vinegar sauce. I'm sorry. Chipotle, no more sauce. We apologize. Okay. And apologize. Look, they struggle with that too. Look at the.
Oh no!
SZ. They weren't sure.
They weren't sure.
Don't have illiterate motherfuckers write your signs. Don't do that.
Wow. Well, here's the thing. As long as that person got reprimanded, whoever wrote that sign, and shoot, whoever was with him. On top of that, shoot.
I'm surprised they spelled Chipotle right, but I guess it's probably on the shirt.
It's on the sign. It's on the shirt.
It's all over the fucking place.
Yeah, right. That's hard to.
That's hard to crazy. Miss.
But definitely some kind of reprimand for whoever wrote that, and shit, possibly the manager.
It was somebody white. I feel like it was somebody white. I can't help it.
There's a good chance. There's a good chance. There's a good chance. I'll even take Latina. Possibly.
Yeah, they can be a little racist too. I've experienced it.
But nevertheless, whoever that was, again, swift, harsh, decisive punishment for whoever that was. And a stern talking to the hiring manager as well on that as well.
Also, maybe they should do some spelling tests before they hire people.
You know what? Yeah, right. You would think some kind of IQ acumen.
You should know how to spell
some
of the stuff that's on the menu. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like if vinegar's in there, know how to spell that.
How do you spell pico de gallo?
Also, we're at a time where we have cell phones. Why didn't you just look it up? Or just ask someone if you're unsure.
Infinite well of knowledge in your pocket and you forget how to spell vinegar and it just happens to get spelled like that.
Wow. Sauce.
So, that's reasonable doubt is very thin on stuff like that. And it just raises those everlasting questions when it comes to tolerance and racism and bigotry and all that kinds of stuff. And, it sucks because... nothing's going to really happen as far as anything serious, because that's why I even say just a reprimand, because I know ultimately, this stuff isn't really going to get done to really nip this kind of stuff in the bud to where it never happens again. But, it's just...
I can give him this. It was a first. I've never seen sign before. Well, at least not on Chipotle.
There you go. Yeah. Fresh for the brand. Fresh for that brand.
Yeah, let me be clear.
Oh
my God, if there's anything that you could take from this episode, it's fucking Popeyes will do anything. Also, I should probably work on not drinking a whole lot before I have somewhere important go the next
day. Just a little.
Like a tad.
Yeah, just a tad.
Professionally silly life rules for all of us, actually.
For all.
Shout out to the listeners because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, I love the ears that are attached to them. Make sure you guys go ahead and subscribe. If you're watching this on YouTube, click that thumbs up button and share a video with a friend. If you're listening audibly, make sure you leave a review. That'd be amazing. 5-star rating and review. That is the best way to help people know I'm here. I'm here.
Right here.
We're
right here.
We're around.
In this general space.
Help us out. Yeah. If this is your first time listening, thank you so much for joining in on the silly. We really appreciate it. And I certainly hope that you decide to come on back through and share this podcast with a friend.
Yeah.
Make sure you follow the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And you can find all that information, including our social media links, all down in the show notes. If you're on YouTube, you can follow me and DJ Hey Cousin. All information is down in the description box. My P.O. box is down there as well. So if you want to write me anything or send things, that is where you would send it. Once again, it's your Audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And
your Audible side piece, DJ Hey Cousin, Wes Roberts.
Right there on those verbal ones and twos. Thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. I'll leave you with this. Social anxiety is basically conspiracy theories about yourself. Let that marinate in your brain for a minute. Anyways, enjoy that. Until next time you decide to tune in, peace, silly listeners, watch where you step. because there are pieces of shit everywhere. And they love to spread their ignorance. Oh, did you step in some?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, that's sad. Okay, bye.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt good. I felt good, right?
Yeah. That's your sweet ass.
Yeah.
Felt real good. Fucking nailed that shit, ho.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's jealous of
us. Call you Hammer. Call you MC Hammer.
Yeah.
Nailing it.
All right, another mic check, mic check.
Mic check.
Sounding good, looking good. Yeah, you all right?
Yeah, I just got some lodge in my throat. I've been trying to huck up for the past like 20 minutes.
Yeah, your eyes are watering, bro.
They are? Yeah, that's what happens when you've been swallowed up.
Yo, a lot of things happen behind the scenes of these podcasts, man. It's a good thing you guys get to see it. You know what I'm saying? I love your ears. Wait, I did it again. Can I get a mic check?
Yes, you can.
Nice. Well, you fucking rock that, son.
Yeah, thank you.
So we actually had made some food.
There it is.
Did you see it?
What?
Did you see it?
Yep.
All right, that's gross. So moving on. And you can find a little trailer, a little teaser here on our, what is it? On the podcast. Let me try that again. Blah, 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 blah. Mic check. 1, 2. Out here. Checking my mic.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Bless you. Honestly, that verse was as good as mine. So that.
Pretty much equals out. Yeah.
I'm going to touch my microphone until my heart's motherfucking content.
Mm-hmm. And it's never content.
Where's my phone at?
Right there.
Don't act like you knew where it was.
I mean, I did.
Okay. Well, I did. That makes one of us.
Well, someone has to. All right.
That's true. I'm very stupid. I don't be paying no attention to nothing.
You're one of the,
I don't know my own name.
You're one of the smartest individuals I've ever come across.
They call me Stinky.
Today.
That's not my name.
Ah.
That's not my name.
Ah. Right, who's racist?
What?